Improve it, peeps. Welcome to the show. I am so happy you're here. If you are new, I'm Erin Deal. I'm the founder. I'm the CEO or the chief edutainment officer of the company I founded, also called Improve It. I am your host, and I am the author of the best-selling book, I See You, A Leader's Guide to Energizing Your Team Through Radical Empathy. It's a mouthful, but I promise you, it is packed full of tangible tips. So Improve It, the company, the podcast's purpose is to elevate how you work through play. It's that simple. We are improv-infused talent development for a new generation of work. And if you are pressing play on today's show, I am guessing that you are a people leader who cares deeply about the people that you lead and the lives that you touch. You want to leave this world a little bit better than you found it, and you have found yourself in just the right place. I'm so honored that you are choosing to invest in yourself by pressing play and trusting me with your time. And I promise you, we are going to make it so valuable for you. Today's show is all about the best ways to infuse fun into your team's daily routine. And we're going to get right into it with a question from one of our amazing peeps from what we call our peeps community. Let's give it a listen.
Hi, my question is how I, as a funny or fun person, can manage up to my manager who is not a funny or fun person. I think that they support the fun and excitement I bring to the workplace, but I think they don't know how to engage with it. And they're happy that I do it, but I want them to want to play along for my own good and for the good of the team. Help me improve it.
If you are like our friend here, our amazing peep, it can be challenging to work in an environment that doesn't support your values of fun, enthusiasm, and zest. I just want to take a minute and have you ask yourself, can you relate to this scenario? Have you either been this peep, or have you been on the opposite end where you feel like the person that you are leading isn't being as serious as you would like? We are going to dive all into this topic today. Such a good question. I'm sure many of you are nodding your heads in agreement that this has happened to you, or you have been on the receiving end of having somebody's humor not match what you hope your team's culture to be. So what I want to first acknowledge is that we can change the way that we relate to others without changing or compromising ourselves. Your authentic self, peep, the person who gave us this beautiful question, is so pure and raw and wonderful, and you seek joy and fun in everything that you're doing. And to your leader, I'm sure they do the same, but here are some helpful tactics that can help you just make this situation a little bit smoother. Number one, I want you to really understand your leader's style. Figure out what lights them up, and then not change yourself, but just adapt the messaging or the approach to align with their preferences. So let me just share this, okay? And this is sort of the reverse of this scenario, but I was at a recruiting firm before building Improve It, and it was a firm of nine women in Chicago. We all loved reality television, shopping. We had this shared love of all things sisterhood, okay? And our leadership sat in a different office in Colorado and was comprised of all men. And they would come to our office every quarter to do professional development with us. And in one of the sessions, one of the leaders started giving an analogy with sports. And we were just all kind of sitting there nodding our heads like, great. Great, Sean. Great. That's not his name. But, you know, we were just like nodding. And then I finally spoke up and I said, listen, you're talking to a room filled with women who gossip about the Kardashians, love to do online shopping, and like have an extreme love of potato chips. You got to change the metaphor here. And after I said that, there was laughter. So the humor was there. However, Sean's approach changed our understanding of the topic. So, my beautiful peep who sent in this amazing question, maybe you don't change your style, but you change the messaging to be more relatable to the things that you know your leader deeply cares about. So, that's the first approach I really want you to think about. Number two, humor in the workplace is ever questioned. Highlight the benefits. You're in the right place if you want me to drive home that humor helps. Play helps. So I want you to know that I have some data points here. So you might want to get a pen and paper, write this down if you want to bring this back to your leader. Number one, playful approaches can enhance creativity, engagement, and team cohesion. Here are exact data points to make this point even further. Now, according to a study by Bright HR, employees who found their work enjoyable are more likely to show up consistently, reducing absenteeism by 41%. Reducing absenteeism by 41%. So humor makes work more enjoyable. It makes us want to show up and it reduces absenteeism. A study by the University of Warwick found that happiness in the workplace makes people 12% more productive. I'll take 12% over negative percent any day. And Serotonin Survey Intelligence research indicates that fun at work contributes to higher retention rates. Employees who enjoy their work environment are less likely to leave, which means lower turnover costs and more stability for teams. So take those data points, and if your humor is ever questioned or joy is ever questioned at work, use those studies to drive it home. There are so many more studies that you could find with a quick Google search, my friends. So really driving home, if you ever are questioned about bringing joy to the workplace, data is a great way to speak the language of the leader. A lot of times, and this is something I really think about in my own content creation, when I sit down to write a podcast episode, if I sit down to write a keynote, whatever it is I'm creating, I'm thinking about the way people learn. And it's either with their head or their heart. So head people need all of the analytics. They need those data points to make them realize, okay, there's research behind this. Let me pay attention. People who lead with their heart, like yours truly, are more emotionally invested. They receive and feel experientially and through storytelling, experience what you're trying to drive home. And so for them, having them elicit some type of emotional reaction is really important. So if your leader is more analytical, these data points can really help. The third sort of practice here that you can use, what am I calling these? Practices, epiphanies? I don't know. I'm giving you tips. The third tip is about finding common ground. All right. And I sort of alluded to this earlier. Maybe your leader likes sports. Maybe they like music. I like music. They like music. Okay. It's not the same type of music, but like, let me check out what Sean's playlist is and see if I can dabble in that to get some communication and trust building going. Or maybe you bond over a certain type of food. Now, let me just tell you, I can get down on some potato chips. My former leader, Jennifer D'Angelo, who I write about in my book, and I bonded over our love of carbohydrates. Like you could, there is not a carb I don't like. I'm just going to tell you that for free. Give me a French fry, give me a potato, give me a chip all day long. I will get down and I love them. I would rather have that than a piece of chocolate. So Jen and I found this mutual connection over our love of food. So really thinking about the common ground that you have with your leader, finding it, and bringing some step-by-step fun to your conversations with that common ground. Now, let me just say this. If you're sitting here thinking, okay, Sean and I, I'm just using this hypothetical name as an example. Sean and I have nothing in common, all right? Like we are about, like as we're oil and water here, okay? We do an activity in our networking workshop called Commonalities, where we give our participants literally 1 minute to come up with four things that they have in common with a partner without talking in 1 minute or less. And let me tell you, it can be done. It can always be done. Things like glasses, things like we're both basketball players and they're dribbling a basketball. I mean, it's literally hilarious and fun to watch because they're having fun trying to figure out what they have in common without talking. So if our participants can do this in 1 minute or less, you can find one thing that you have in common with Sean. Maybe you both wear contact lenses. Okay. I'm a contact lens wearer. Let's talk about contacts. I don't know, but you and Sean are going to have some type of common connection in there. Whatever it is, reach for it, find it, and start involving humor into something that Sean will like. Here's another tip. Create fun opportunities for your team and invite them to participate and make this a pressure-free invitation. Hey, Sean, you know what? Me and the team are going to go out tonight. We're going to go to this, oh my gosh, what's it called? I want a specific word here for you. Oh my God. It's ice cream. It's not ice cream. It's not gelato. I can't, oh my God, y'all, I'm blanking on the word and I'm like been dying over it for the past few days. Hold on, hold on. Custard, oh my God, here. That was my brain at work. You're welcome. So me and the team are going to go out for custard. And, you know, we'd love for you to join. I heard that you like ice cream. And if you've never had custard, this is your time to try it. Something super pressure-free. And it can be an easy invite, or you could say, hey, I'm having the team over to my roof deck tonight for drinks. And that's more of a personal invitation. I would keep the first invitation with hypothetical Sean, quote unquote, very easy. So it's a public place. You can show up and you can enhance the morale of the team by getting everybody outside of work and invite your leader to it without pressure. Now, this is also great because you're leading by example and you're showing Sean how participating can enhance team relationships and morale. Some leaders are transactional and that's unfortunate. But if you are the leader that you want to be led by, which is a core value at Improve It, I promise you, not only will your team thank you, but the leader that you are being led by will witness the magic and be so grateful in the long run. All right, here's your next tip. Clearly communicate to your leader how these initiatives align with your team goals and contribute to the overall success of the organization. So this one is huge. You've just had everybody out for custard, all right? It took me forever to find that word, so I'm going to use it a lot now. You just have everybody out and you had the best time. And let's say Sean decided not to come. The next day, you might go into Sean's office and say, hey, Sean, you know what? I got the team out last night for custard. Oh my gosh. Did you know that Susan is a fencer and she does this outside of work? How cool is that? And start name dropping things and fun information that you learned about the team to show that you've built trust and you've built leadership capabilities and how that can contribute to the overall success. This will help them see the strategic value of adding fun into your work. I have been blessed. Every company I've ever worked at has been a ton of fun. Like there's nothing I can't even, I just can't sit in stale environments. There's just no way I would, I used to be a temp in my 20s, and there were several environments that I would just like punch in, punch out. Thank God it was only a week assignment. You cannot put me in a stale environment. And sometimes that's also the tip. This might not be the best environment for you. Maybe the organization is fun, but your leader is not. Perhaps you change leaders. Or maybe the culture isn't the best fit for you mentally, physically, emotionally. That's okay too. But if you're happy with the majority of your role, your work, and the organization, I really want you to focus on these tips and be patient, because this takes time. For somebody who's set in their ways, you might have a leader who's been doing things the way they've always been done for years. This might take a longer period of time, but little by little, day by day, introducing small doses of fun and remaining consistent in that will, I promise you, go a long way, if not for the leader that you're being led by, but for the people that you are leading. So I also want to make sure I give you some specific ways that you can infuse fun into your daily routine at work. This is going to be for hybrid teams or people who are fully remote or in the office. So I wanted to make sure I played to every single one of you. So here are five different ways you can infuse fun. Number one, daily icebreakers. Now, some people hate the name icebreakers. Some of you just got a full body cringe, throw up in your mouth type feeling when I said icebreaker. I get it. Call it something else. Call it a conversation starter. Call it a morale booster. But guess what? My team and I have We've compromised our integrity. Just kidding. We have created a list of 100 non-cheesy icebreakers to start your team meetings. Now, again, you don't have to call them icebreakers. Like, feel it out, right? Feel out what feels right for you. But these essentially are ways to get to know your team and build trust. You can even use them with your friends. You can even use them at dinner with your in-laws. Go to the link in our show notes, or you can go to learntoimproveit.com to get yours for free. So it's in the show notes. It's also on our pop-up on our website, learntoimproveit.com. It will come right to your inbox. Our team is so incredible. Our graphic designer made these so beautiful. And it's also a Google Doc, so you can keep it and use it for yourself and write little notes inside of it and make it yours. Our marketing manager, Nicole, helped create this, and it is her genius behind this work. So I want to make sure I give Kennedy and Nicole so much credit, because it's so beautiful. And there's literally 100 different conversation starters in there for you for free. So please get yours. It is our gift to you, and use them. We want to hear how they're working, what you found valuable. We're starting to implement them every day with our team. And it's just really fun to hear the responses and get to know each other a little bit deeper than transactions at work. Here's the second way to infuse fun. Okay, I mentioned my love of food, right? Surprise snack attacks. Now, if your team is working remote, this is a little bit different. You can send them a gift card for Uber Eats. I will do this periodically with our team just to say, hey, grab yourself lunch on Improve It today. If you're in the office, that's even easier. Bring snacks that you know the entire team will enjoy. So make sure you are diet appropriate. This is super important. The gluten-free vegetarians of the world will thank you if you thought of them. And I have to tell you, I am a gluten-free pescatarian, and it makes so much, or it brings me a lot of joy when I know that somebody has thoughtfully prepared a snack that will appease not only my diet, but others. So taking that into consideration is very important. I have several gluten-free people on my team. I'm the only pescatarian, Christy sometimes is, and it's a challenge sometimes when we order food, because I want to make sure everybody is accommodated for. But in this day and age, I'm just telling you right now, you can find so many different snacks that will appease everyone. And bonus points, if you have a favorite place that your team frequents and you go and you get that very special thing. In Chicago, a company I used to work for was close to this restaurant called Hub 51. And there was this amazing carrot cake that was just like the best carrot cake in the world. And our VP would bring in the carrot cake and just put it in the kitchen. And it was so kind and so thoughtful because he knew we loved it so much. So simple things like that go a long way for infusing fun and boosting morale. Here's your third way to infuse fun. Recognize and appreciate. So in one of our workshops, team building specifically, we do an activity called the Place of Yes. And this is where we encourage team members to give praise to the other members of the team publicly. And then after each praise, we all give a big yes with a fist pump up in the air to celebrate. And then that person who was praised praises another person. And it just creates this ripple effect of positivity. We go through the days so many times with just doing transaction after transaction, to do. And a lot of the times we forget the human doing the work. So making sure you give praise when praise is due, you could use that activity, the Place of Yes, with your team. It is in our team building workshop, or you could do this virtually if you're hybrid or remote in something like a Slack channel. So whatever your constant communication channel is, for us, it is Slack. We have created a channel called the hashtag kudos channel. So we tag somebody in that channel, whoever has done a good job, and give them lots of praise in front of everybody, because you want to praise publicly. It makes somebody feel so good and recognizing their work. It's free. It's easy. It takes 2 minutes. So making sure to add that as part of your infusion of fun is super important. You can also, number four, celebrate the wins. Now, I'm so big on this. We celebrate every win here. Before we were fully remote, we did have an office. And anytime we booked a workshop, we had this little bell, a little dingle bell, you know, the little ding that we would ring and celebrate the fact that a workshop had been booked. And we had a huge marker board on our wall where we kept all of our goals and incentives. And it really allowed us to see the goals right in front of us and celebrate the win immediately, collectively as a team. Some of my best memories were being in that office. It was really fun, and it was small, and it was perfect. So think back to how you could do this if you're not in the office, creating something like a winning channel on Slack. Again, that's our proper, that's our way of communication. It's not proper. Okay, nothing proper here. But it is a channel that we use to celebrate the wins, big and small. It could be that we've booked a meeting with a large company. It could be that we booked a workshop or a keynote, or it could be praise from a client. So celebrating those wins, anytime I see something in that channel, I'm so excited to go into it. Giving that little endorphin boost in your day to your team will go a long way. And then number five, I just wanted to give you some other cool ways if you use Slack to infuse fun. I'm not sure about Microsoft Teams. I'm not a huge Teams person. So I'm not sure if you have the ability to name channels there, but we've used Slack for many, many years. And we have many different channels that help our culture and infuse fun in our day. So let me share this with you now. The first is Show Tunes Thursday. Now, this used to be called Show Tunes Friday when we worked in the office, but in the office, we used to do a Show Tune Friday. So we'd play a musical or a playlist, and every person would take turns sharing the playlist, which was really, really fun. And now we don't work on Fridays. We have 4-day work weeks here at Improve It, and I will tell you, it's awesome. And so we do Show Tune Thursdays as a way to end the week. Somebody will put in a playlist or even a song that's inspiring them. And it's really fun to put that playlist on or that song on and just get some head down work done. So that's another way to infuse fun. We also have a kids channel. For right now, I'm the only internal team member with a child, so it is called Jackson Deal. But if you have many people on your team with children, having that channel available to post family pictures or post something that can spark joy in someone's day is another great way to infuse fun. You can also have a pets channel. Who doesn't love looking at pictures of dogs and cats and birds and hamsters and fish and all the things? So giving that personal space and a work environment is a great way to get to know your team. You can also create an LSDJ channel. If you know, you know. This is a concept pulled from ICU called the Lightsaber Day. And I won't go into too much detail. We have an entire podcast for you there, but we have a Lightsaber Day channel where we also share what we did to save our light that day. And this is one of my favorite channels that's somewhat newer here at Improve It. We have a quote board channel. So if we're in a meeting and somebody says something hilarious, we'll post a quote to remind ourselves how fun that quote was and how much we laughed. And it's really fun to go back and look at the channel. And I'm trying to go back. Oh man, I can't see it because I haven't used it in a few days. So anyway, I can't pull it up, but there's just really funny things in there that we love to look at. We used to have a quote board in our office, and it was a physical sheet of paper, like a big white post-it note marker board that you could pull off a flip chart. And that it's just fun. Like, it's just fun to remind yourself of those little inside jokes that you have as a team. So putting all of those together can really infuse fun into your workday. So I have given you so much information. I know this helps with our peeps question of being a funny human, but not feeling the funny at work. Let me recap the tips that I wanted to give you just one more time so you can jot them down. If you want to acknowledge the fact that you can relate to others without changing yourself, here are some tips to bring the funny back to your life. Number one, understand your leader's style and adapt. Number two, use data to make sure that you are highlighting the benefits of humor at work. Number three, find common ground. Number four, create some type of team building event. Invite them without pressure to participate. Number six is to clearly communicate to your leader how your initiatives align with goals and contribute to the overall success of the organization. And then here is the final one. Be patient. It will take time, but I promise you a little goes a long way. And then make sure you use some of these ways to infuse fun. Number one, get this daily icebreakers, 100 non-cheesy icebreakers to start your team meetings. Free downloadable PDF on our website or in the show notes. Have surprise snack attacks. Recognize and appreciate. Celebrate the wins. And then create fun channels of communication for creating fun in the workplace, whether you're hybrid, in person, or remote. I will tell you, this has been such a fun episode to put together. We use, like I mentioned, the place of yes in our team building workshop. If that's ever anything that you would be interested in for your team, our workshops are an hour and a half virtually, and they can last, they last an hour and a half, and they can host up to 50 people. Or our in-person workshops are up to 100 people and are 2 hours in length. We have literally traveled all over the world. We have an East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, and Southeast team available. So just know we will gladly come to you at your next conference, at your next event, at your next offsite. We would love to help bring some fun into your workday. And if you want to do that, you can reach out to us at learntoimproveit.com. My last ask is, if you listening, my beautiful Improve It peep, have a question that you want some answers to or want to be coached through on this show, please send it in. We have this awesome recording device called SpeakPipe also in the show notes. You just press play from your phone and send the message and it will come directly to my inbox. We listen to all the questions and create content from there. So know that our goal is to help you be the leader that you want to be led by. Our goal is to also make sure that you are elevating how you work through play. So know that every answer will involve this element of play and joy into your life. That's what we are here to do. And that's why I'm so proud of you today for pressing play on this show, for giving yourself this time. Just know I'm so proud of you. And I want you to keep failing and keep improving, because this world needs that very special it that only you can bring. I'll see you next time.